Today I'm going to continue where a couple of ministers that have been standing here left off.
Ngenda kutandikira awo abaweereza abadde wano okumala ekiseera we bakoma.
And if you're taking notes,
era bw'obanga owandiika,
I'm going to talk about I titled my sermon duration. Duration.
Obubaka bugamba nti ekiseera.
Under the law of process.
Wakati mu teeka erya mitendera.
So we are doing the law of process as a series.
Twogera ku teeka erya mitendera.
And what I'm going to talk about in the next 40 minutes, I titled it duration.
Era kyengenda okwogerako mu ddakiika eziddako nkiyise ekiseera.
Duration is defined as the time taken.
Ekiseera kitegeeza obudde obwetaagisa.
The time taken for a current situation to end.
Obudde obwetaagisa embeera eyakaakano okubanga ekoma.
Duration is the time taken.
Ekiseera bwe budde obwetaagisa.
For a current situation to end.
Embeera gy'oyitamu kakati okubanga etuuka ku nkomero yaayo.
Now, there's a situation.
Kati waliwo embeera.
That is taking place.
Egenda mu maaso.
But this situation is not defined whether it is good or bad.
Embeera eno tennyonnyodde oba nnungi oba mbi.
That is where I want to place focus.
Awo njagala tuteeke essira.
When this situation is playing out,
embeera eno webanga egenda mu maaso,
it can either play out from the negative perspective of things,
esobola okulabikako mu bintu ebikyamu,
or the positive perspective of things,
oba bintu ebirungi.
I want to call the negative perspective of things,
njagala kuyita embeera ey'ebintu ebibi,
delay,
okulwisibwawo.
And I'll call the positive perspective of things,
n'embeera ennungi,
process,
gye bayita emitendera.
So this is going to be my opening statement.
Kakati eno ye nyanjula.
There's a very thin line that can be drawn in the definition of process and delay.
Waliwo enjawulo ntono ddala wakati wa emitendera n'okulwisibwawo.
And each word can be substituted,
era buli kigambo kwebyo kisobola okuba nga kikyusibwa,
for the other in context to what is being shared,
ne kiyitibwa ekirala okusinziira ku ekyo ekigenda mu maaso.
But they are constitutionally different.
Naye mu mazima ddala bintu bya njawulo.
The process you go through,
emitendera gy'oyitamu,
will establish you.
Gye gijja okusimba.
When you're going through process,
bw'oba oyina emitendera gy'oyitamu,
God is inviting you to internal things.
Katonda aba akwaniriza eri ebintu ebyoluberera.
Because in the realm we live in,
kubanga mu nsi gye tubeeramu,
which is terrestrial,
ensi
by nature,
ebintu ebirabikkako,
not celestial, it comes to an end, which is
ensi ebintu ebirabikkako eyina enkomerero w'ekoma.
It is not heavenly, so it comes to an end.
Kubanga tetubeera mu ggulu n'olwekyo waliwo enkomerero.
Your quest of faith will determine the magnitude of process.
Okukkiriza kukwe kujja okusalawo bunene ki obw'emitendera.
And any position of faith will invite delay.
Era buli kukkiriza kwonna, buli kifo kyonna ekyokkiriza kijja kwaniriza okulwisibwawo obaolyawo.
Your quest of faith will determine the magnitude of process.
Ennyota gy'oyina ery'okukkiriza ejja kusalawo obunene ekyobwokukkiriza.
And any position of faith will invite delay.
Era na buli kiseera kyonna ekyokukkiriza obaolyawo kiyinza okuleetawo okulwisibwawoko.
In the moment you feel things are taking long and they are slow,
kasita obeera mu mbeera ng'owulira ebintu bitambula mpola nnyo,
but figure out that it's God within that.
Gezaako okunoonya Katonda ali.
No, but you figure out that it is God within that.
N'okizuula nti Katonda yali mu makati gaakyo.
That should be process.
Eteekwa kuba mitendera.
In the time where things are slow and you feel it's taking long,
mpola ng'owulira ebintu bitambula bulungi,
And you figure out there's no God within that,
n'okizuula nti tewali Katonda wakati mu ebyo ebiruddewo,
that is obviously delay.
Ekyo kubeera kulwisibwawo kwennyini.
Now we've had the statement, delay is not denial.
Katutera okuwulira nga bagamba nti okulwisibwawo tekitegeeza kubanga omiddwa.
It's a very familiar statement. Delay is not denial.
Kigambo tukiwulira bulijjo, bw'olwisibwawo tekitegeeza nti ogaaniddwa.
I reckon and I can understand.
Nzijukira ntegeerera ddala.
That I believe it comes from the character of God.
Kiva mu mbala ya Katonda.
When people say delay is not denial,
abantu bagamba nti okulwisibwawo tekitegeeza kubanga ogaaniddwa.
It's more in reference to that, to the grace and mercy of God.
Kiba kikwataganamu n'ekisa n'okusasa kwa Katonda.
Because it patiently cheers you on.
Kubanga bulijjo mu bugumiikiriza ekisa n'okusasira bikuyimusa.
Till you cross the finish line.
Okutuusa ng'otuuse ku nkomerero.
But in all truth,
naye mu mazima agannamaddala
he is a god of perfect timing
ye katonda ow'ebiseera ebituufu
right so in truth you cannot make the statement as a full reference to the god of the bible So in truth you cannot make that statement as a full reference to the God of the Bible.
Kati mu mazima tosobola kukozesa kigambo ekyo ngo okigerageranya Katonda wa Bible.
Do you agree?
Tukiriziganya.
So to me this means that delay could mean denial.
Kati nze gende kino kitegeeza nti okulwisibwa kusobola okutegeeza okuganibwa.
Because the God we serve is a God of perfect timing.
Kuba Katonda gwe tuweza Katonda wa biseera ebituukirivu.
So whatever it is that he allows to come into your life
kati chonna chaaganya okujambula mu
has not yet affected the timing that he has for you
te chinna bakubanga kitataganya ebiro byakutegekera
the moment that timing is affected
kasi tebire ebyo bitataganyizibwa ekintu ekyo
that is delay
okukuba kuluisibwa
that is delay
kuba kuluisibwa
king of glory I thank you for your word brings light
Kitange nkwebaza kubanga ekigambo kyo kireeta ekitangaala.
And as I minister to your people today,
era nga mpeereza eri abantu bo leero,
I ask you for the spirit of revelation,
nkusaba omwoyo w'okubikulira,
wisdom,
amagezi,
understanding,
n'okutegeera.
Let it flow through their lives,
leka kukulukutembula mu bwawe.
Let them be delivered and transformed as they listen,
bakyusibwe era bazibwe obujjanga bawuliriza.
In Jesus' name,
mu linnya lya Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to talk about duration and focusing on delay. And process the differences.
Olayo tuogera ku biseera era tutunulidde nnyo okulwisibwawo n'emitendera enjawulo yeri wakati
w'ebyo. So before I really get into those differences,
kati nga sinagenda buziba mu ebyo,
I want to establish a few things.
Njagala kubaka ebintu by'ensimba bitono.
We've been listening to teachings from Pastor Carol.
Tuulidde okusomesa okuva eri Musumba Carol.
Pastor Dave and Amos.
Okuva eri Musumba Dave ne Amos.
Pastor Carol started us off with tutors and governors.
Yatandika Musumba Carol ng'ayogera kuba somesa nabatendeka
and ultimately
era mubujuvu oba kunkomerero
her teaching was helping us realize
nga okusomesa kwe kutuyamba okuzuula
that the spirit of god is our tutor and governor
nti omwoyo wa katonda ye musomesa era omutendesa asemberayo da kuntiko
so we should learn to take the vip seat in a car
katuteeka okuyiga okutwala ekifo ekyo kumwanjo motoka
the vip seat in a car which is the back seat
ekifo ekyabakungu mu motoka
and allow him
era tumuganye
drive
avuge
Jesus take the wheel
katonda atwa abereka
someone wrote that song then Amos helped us understand the law of process
Amos natu yamba okutegeere etekeriya mitendera
the law of process
etekeriya mitendera
what is it about
chechi
I also remember Pastor Carol hinting on dangers of skipping process
mziju kirani musumba karunga yogera kubizibwe biri mukubuka emitendera
we came to Dave and he talked about living in tents
ne tujja ewa Dave na tuulira okubeera muwema
and very many people had questions
era abantu bangi bayina ebibuuzo
and I hope you realize that as believers we are called to live in tents salvation is for those that live in tents
era twachizula nti abakkiriza oba obulokozi bwabo ababeera mu
not in permanent buildings
si mu bizimbe bya lubeerera
I understand that mystery disorganizes us a lot
ekigambo ekyo kitutawaanya nnyo
I think the word is cognitive dissonance
kireetamu okukyankalana mu ndowooza yaffe
because for us we know how to live in permanent buildings not tents
kubanga ffe tulowooza tulina kubeera mu bizimbe bya lubeerera si muweema
well when you're working in the kingdom of god
obanga okola mu bwakabaka bwa katonda
permanent buildings is not a thing
ebizimbe ebyolubeerera si kyekintu ekikulu
so with that understanding
kati mu kutegeera okwo
I want to ask questions
njala kubuuza bibuuzo
one
kisooka
Do you know his will for your life?
Omanyi okwagala kweri obulamu bwo?
Do you understand his instruction?
Otegeera ebiragiro bi?
Are you knowledgeable? Are you knowledgeable? Do you have knowledge of what God wants you to do?
Oyina ekifana nyo bokutegeera kwe chikanda chaagala okole?
Do you have a vision for your life?
Oyina okolesebwa ku obulamu bwo?
Are you praying about it?
Osaba.
Are you walking in rebellion or obedience?
Otambulira mu bujemu oba mu kugonda?
Are you indifferent because you are persuaded that God cares?
Tofayo ku bintu obera obezi kubanga olowooza nti Katonda afayo gy'oli?
These questions are very crucial.
Ebigambo bino bikulu nnyo.
Because if you haven't yet sorted those questions out,
kubanga bobanga tonna bakubiddamu ebibuuzo ebyo,
this teaching may not really benefit you.
Okusomesa kuno kuyinza obutakuyamba nnyo.
When you think about it,
bokirowoozaako
when you look into scripture especially the new testament
botunula mu byawandiikibwa naddala mu ndagaano empya
you'll come to find that after the gospels the four gospels the first four gospels
ojja kukizuula nti oluvannyuma lw'enjiri oluvannyuma lw'enjiri n'emirundi ena
and the book of Acts. When you start the letters from Roman, moving all the way to Revelation, you begin to realize that all these saints talked about knowledge so much. They emphasized knowing. They made sure that they preached that we understand mysteries. Their teachings were centered around wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and knowing, which would be the interaction between man and the realities of God. You know, in Hebrews we are reminded that Paul teaches and talks about how because the Israelites never mixed the word with faith. And he used that as a representation of something evil. So as believers, it's important to realize that the word of God that we have will mix with faith so that we produce results. And the one ultimate way we do that is by being secure in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in Christ Jesus. If we can look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
Tusome mu kitabo kya Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka.
Verse 3.
Onyolo okusatu.
It says, "For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are and suited to life and godliness." Thank you, Alan. Through the full personal knowledge of Him who called us by and to His own glory and excellence. Now, the thing I want to focus on in that scripture,
he
talks about divine power that is given to us, pertaining to all things in life. When you go to Ephesians 1:3, it mentions almost of the same thing. Here Peter was the one writing. In Ephesians it's
Paul.
And he says, it's blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. This is it. When we read that scripture from Ephesians, it's very easy to reconcile in your head as blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing from the heavenly places. So you assume that it is true he has given us the blessing from the heavenly places. But here Paul is saying that they are spiritual blessings, and they are in the heavenly places. So they are not here with us.
So teguli wanonafe.
That means there has to be a transaction in how these blessings come from the spiritual into the physical. That's why we started when Peter was talking about his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And Peter concludes by saying, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. That means that for you to be able to access all those things that is, that we've been given that pertain to life and godliness. The knowledge is what helps you transact. You cannot experience those spiritual blessings in the physical realm here without knowing how to do it. So it's about knowledge. Do we agree? Are we still on the same page here? So if you lack knowledge, you are bound to perish. That is scripture. I was once upon a time blessed to interface with Dr. Lutaya. Dr.
Lutaya
and Dr. Sarah Lutaya are parents to Pastor Wilberforce Bezude.
Dr. Francis Nesaro Tayebe bazadde ba musomba Wilberforce.
And I used to hear people say that when you have an opportunity to be with Dr. Lutaya, that man is always speaking wisdom.
Nawuliranga abantu nga bagamba bw'otula ko ne Dr. Lutaya musajja yayogera magezi bulijjo.
And I'm glad to have been under the shadow of his wings that day.
Era nasanyuka nnyo kubanga ntuddeko nayo olunaku.
We were actually here, we had just set up the tent a few years ago. I don't know if we're still
tuli mu tent emyaka egiyise.
And he had come in and he was helping with the lighting. And all of a sudden he called me. And I thought he was going to send me to do something. And he made me sit with him on a chair. Now, when we sat down, he starts a sermon. I found it very abrupt. And these were his words. Young man, you know, When I read my Bible and I look at Moses, I realize Moses failed Israel. So at that point I'm thinking, what is he talking about? How did Moses fail Israel? He went ahead and told me, Moses was born amidst chaos. And this is from the Bible. It is as it is. He was born amidst chaos. But even being born amidst chaos, God protected and shielded him. Because he was elected for purpose. He told me, you can imagine. The mother comes up with wisdom. The mother comes up with wisdom. Has a plan to protect the baby. And the plan is, if I can build a basket out of reeds and put this baby on water, there's a chance this baby will survive. So this baby flows on the Nile towards where Pharaoh's daughter was taking a shower, I believe. This basket attracts her attention and finds a baby inside. She says, I'm going to take care of this baby. Well knowing it's a Hebrew boy. And yet every Hebrew child was being killed. She faces the father, takes the child, and says, I'm going to take care of this child. She tells Pharaoh, this is going to be my son. So actually, the name Moses means born out of water. Because they found him there. Now, to cut the long story short, he tells me the mystery behind that was that God intended for Moses to be brought up in the palace so that he can understand the systems that govern Egypt. He can understand where the loopholes are, where the strengths are, where there is some form of weakness, where the opportunities lie. That was God's intended plan. Moses grows up under the care of Pharaoh.
Ngali wansi okulabirwa kwa Farao.
His very enemy.
Omulabe we yennyini.
God has a sense of humor.
Katonda aine engeri gyakolamu ebintu
bi. The very person who was killing Israelites.
Omuntu yennyini yali atta abaana abalinzi ba Isiraeli.
The person who was supposed to redeem the Israelites.
Omuntu eyali ateeka okubanga alokola ba Isiraeli.
Grew up under his watch.
Akuzibwa nga amukuza yoli ayiganya Isiraeli.
That I find that interesting.
But
this also shows you how God works. So we have Moses being trained by
Pharaoh.
So if it was war, he knew how they fight. If it was philosophy,
he
knew how they think. Their ideologies, how they have their meals, what they believe and what they don't believe, whether the gods they serve really work or they don't work. Moses had all that information and knowledge. Now, one day, we realize that Moses has a short temper. So Dr. Otaya is telling me, Moses kills an Egyptian. Now, when you look at scripture, Moses went ahead and killed this Egyptian because he found him mistreating the Hebrews. And the scriptures show that he actually spied. He went trying to find an opportune moment and time to kill him for what he had done to his brethren. That was anger. At work. After he does that, it is discovered that he had killed an Egyptian and Pharaoh wants to kill him. That was Moses' mistake. What was his mistake? Anger. So Moses flees. How many years? 40 years. Now, by the time Moses came back to redeem the Israelites, how old was he?
60?
20? 80? So, this is it. I believe it was 80. Yeah, pardon? So if he came back when he was 80 and he had left at 40, which means he was 40 years old when he left. President Barack Obama became president of US at around what age? 45.
Barack Obama yafuka president wa US nga ine miaka
na. That is the prime age for leadership. Instead of positioning himself to see how to lead these people out of trouble, he chose to use his anger to kill one Egyptian as though that would solve the problem. Funny thing is, he even hid him in the sand and he was hoping not to be caught. So at the time where he should have stepped up to lead Israel out of bondage.
I repeat that.
At the time where he should have stepped out to lead Israel out of bondage, the man couldn't discern that his process of training had come to one end and the new season was for him to step into leadership. That is why he was feeling that burden of why his brethren were being mistreated at that time. He made a wrong decision to follow his emotions. Kills one Egyptian and then has to flee because Pharaoh was after him. Delay. For how many years? 40 years. So, Moses has left the Israelites in bondage
alesa abana b'Abisirayeli mu busibe
for another 40 years
emyaka emirala 40.
Why?
Lwaki?
One thing I know about God, or I've come to learn about God, is not until your heart is in the right place that you will avail certain things. The 40 years that Moses left to live with the Midianites, those years were now another season of process that God wanted to deal with his heart so that he can come back ready. Right? Now, the interesting thing about that story is when you go to Numbers 12, verses
3,
it tells us the character of Moses. It says, now the man Moses was very humble.
Yali mukaka munyo.
Very humble.
Yali mukakamu.
More than all men
okusinga abasajja bonna
who were on the face of the earth.
Abali kunsi.
This is Moses I'm talking about.
Kati ono Musa gwe twogerako.
Yet his anger
naye ate ng'obusungu bwe
caused him
bwamuleetera
to bring bondage for another 40 years to the Israelites. That tells me that as God was preparing him for leadership in the first years of his life, everything else was aligned. That's why he was found to be humble, actually the most humble, meekest man on the face of the earth at the time. But anger could have been the last thing that was supposed to have been fixed in his heart before he took his position. And it is that anger that caused him to leave people in bondage for 40 years. One man, one issue. Are we together? The interesting thing about Moses is after he takes the children of Israel out of Egypt, he missed the promised land. Why?
Lwachi.
Anger. The Bible readers know it was anger.
Busungu.
God gives him an instruction. And because he had been frustrated by the Israelites. By the way, they provoked him. There are people who usually say, but he provoked me. Moses was also provoked. They told him how Egypt was better than where he was taking them. Him and Aaron go before God and they ask for a solution. God tells him, go and speak to the rock and
you
shall bring forth water. The funny thing is, he goes back, he calls the Israelites together, they come together. But even in his speech, one of the versions says, he says, you rebels. When he was calling them together to give them water, then gets his rod and he strikes the water. The rock. The first time, nothing. Remember, God told him, speak. The second time he strikes the rock and then water gushes out. And then God tells him, for this reason, because you did not allow me to show my glory to the people, I told you to speak. For you decided to beat. You shall not see the promised land. You would assume that a man who will not be the meekest in the whole earth, the Bible tells us he used to talk to God face to face. It's by his hand and his rod that he held. That he divided the Red Sea. It's under him that we see manna. The amazing things that he did with all the plagues in Egypt. All the plagues that happened in Egypt. You would think that this is a man whose heart is fully aligned. Or you would also want to think that if one thing is lacking, God will be forgiving. From Moses' experience, or the story, the things I learned from Moses, I realize God is a God of second chances, but not choices. So this teaches me that if we don't allow process to do what it needs to do, God cannot allow to give you certain things. And also this ultimately teaches me that if your heart is not in the right place, you fail yourself from receiving. I also come to then realize that if God cares so much about the heart, then process is a heart issue. Process is a heart issue. Everything that happens in your life and it is not shaping your heart, every circumstance in your life and it is not helping you grow, you realize that is delay. When process is at work, we see transformation in your life. Even you as an individual, you begin to realize there are certain things that are changing. What exactly would that be? If you go to 2 Peter 1 verse 5 8. He begins to mention certain things. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your best faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities, active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus.
Olwokutaano agamba naye era olw'ekyo kyennyini bwe muleeta ku lwammwe okufuba kwonna ku kukkiriza kwammwe kwongerwengako obulungi ne ku bulungi bwammwe okutegeera ne kutegeera kwammwe okwegendereza ne kwegendereza kwammwe okugumiikiriza ne kugumiikiriza kwammwe okutya Katonda era n'okutya Katonda kwammwe okwagala abooluganda era n'okukwagala abooluganda kwammwe okwagala kubanga bwe muba n'ebyo ne biba bingi ebifuula bibafuula abatali bagayaavu n'ababala ebibala olw'okutegeerera ddala Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okutegeera Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Now, all those things that are mentioned in that scripture,
kati ebyo byonna ebyogeddwa mu kyandiikibwa ekyo,
don't show me things that are physical.
Tebiraga bintu bya buliwo.
And yet, when you have all those things,
naye ate nga bw'oba n'ebintu ebyo byonna,
that is what Peter is teaching, that once those things are mastered,
Petero kyasomesa nti ebintu ebyo bibanga bimaze okutegeerebwa,
you'll be able to experience a life,
ogenda kutambulira mu bulamu,
that is the God kind of life,
obulamu obwo bwa Katonda.
All those things,
ebintu ebyo byonna,
are about the heart,
bikwatagana ku mutima gwo.
Now with process,
kati mu mitendera,
when God allows circumstances to come into your life,
Katonda bwaganya embeera okujja mu bulamu obwo,
it is going to come to shape certain things of the nature. It is not going to come. And at times we think when we are going through things, the rewards are going to be a house, marriage. Those kind of things are bonuses that reflect the state of a man's heart. Those things reflect the state of a man's heart. So with process, we are dealing with the heart. Now, coming to delay. Delay is purely about manifestation. It's purely about manifestation. When you're very sure that God has dealt with your heart and you're not seeing results, that is delay. When you're very sure that God has dealt with your heart and you're not seeing the desired outcome, that is delay. That is why I started by saying that once you've mastered the will, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, in Christ, then you're already one step in. If you're not seeing results in your life based on the things you've done and you have checked your heart and you're sure you are aligned, then you're experiencing delay. So circumstances, they come into our lives and they help shape character. The moment that character is shaped, rewards come your way. The things that you would like to see in your life begin to happen. That is what we learn from Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. That scripture shows us that God will first search the heart of man, and the things that you receive are purely based on the capacity of your heart. For your heart to be shaped, the process has to take place. Amen?
Amen.
When you realize that you're not receiving the results that you'd like to have in life, the first place you need to check is your heart. Once that is sorted, then you can deal with whatever is causing delay. So when James tells us that we pray amiss, foundationally, this is what he's talking about. Actually, James talks about the motive. Now, process is supposed to deal with that motive. Once that is dealt with, and you're not seeing a result, then you're experiencing delay. As I began in my opening statement, that when things feel slow, and you feel like things are not working out, and it's not God within it, then clearly it is delay. How do you tell? When you check your heart. For everything that we want to see a result for in life, as Jeremiah 17:10 says, that he gives us according to his, according to every man's heart. So the capacity of your heart avails the things that you want. The capacity of your heart determines what you can be given. So everything you've been feeling like is denial. The question is about your heart. If you have that question answered, then your prayer can be on the offensive against the gates of hell. At times we fight the devil, and the devil is very silent because he realizes that by divine order,
ngakimanye nti okusinziira ku nkola eyobwa Katonda,
as long as your heart is not yet in the right place,
ng'omutima gwo tegunakubeera mu kifo kituufu,
you won't get it,
tojja kukifuna.
So the question I want to pose to you,
kati ekibuuzo kyenjala okubuuza,
is everything that you believe in God for,
byonna byobadde okkiriza Katonda,
is it denial,
bivuddemu kuba nti omiddwa,
delay,
kulwisibwawo,
it's simply your heart,
oba mutima gwo,
and therefore you're being rebellious to process,
eranga ojemi okubanga wewaye lye mitende,
because if you don't even know that it is your heart,
kati bubanga tochimanyi mutima gu,
every circumstance that comes your way,
bulimbera yonne jajoli,
that is trying to help shape your heart,
egezako kutereza mutima gu,
you're very indifferent towards it,
obero ojiwaka olwanagana nayo tojitegera.
So as we just like the way we like to say that we experience everything double blessing in our lives,
bwe tugana tufuna ebintu nga mirundi ebiri,
we even pray for double blessing and double portions of blessing,
tukirizane kano tusaba ku lwomukisa emigabo emirundi ebiri,
there's a very good chance if you lack this revelation,
kintu kiri bwe kiri bwe batoyina kubikulirwa kuno,
you're facing double trouble,
oyinza okuba otambulira mu bizibu bya mirundi ebiri.
What do I mean by double trouble?
Bizibu emirundi ebiri ebiriwa.
One,
kisoka,
you're walking in rebellion because you don't even know the state of your heart.
Otambulira mu bujemu kuba tomanyi na mutima gu.
So every circumstance which becomes an instruction to help align your heart with what God wants you to do,
buli mbeera yonna ejja okutereza omutima gu n'ekyonna kyagala okole,
you're rebellious.
Oli mujemu.
That has its repercussions.
Ekyo kiyina ebivaamu ebyakyo.
Then two,
ekyokubiri,
the devil turns your backyard into a playing ground.
Omulabe afula olujjalo wazanyira kapiira.
Because by divine order,
kubanga mu nkola eyobwa Katonda,
you have no authority to go against him,
toyina buyinza kumulumba,
until your heart is sorted,
okutuusa ng'oterezeza omutima gwo.
So we would like to manifest victory.
Katwagala okulabisa obuwanguzi.
We would like to walk in power.
Twagala okutambulira mu maanyi.
We would like to see ourselves experience what Christ did for us at the cross.
Twagala okulaba nga tutambulira mu Kristo byatukolera ku musaalaba.
But then we need to be sure,
naye tuteekwa okuba abakakafu,
that our hearts are aligned,
nti emitima gyaffe giterezeddwa.
That is how we give ourselves to process.
Bwetyo bwe tuwewaayiriye emitendera.
That is how you're able to discern and find out,
bwotyo bw'oteekwa okutegeera,
whether it is delay,
oba kulwisibwawo,
or it is process,
oba mitendera.
As I conclude,
ngamaliriza,
I'll just use Joseph as an example.
Ngenda kulonda Yusufu ng'ekyokulabirako.
Joseph's story, for those who know Joseph's story,
Yusufu mwabamanyi olugero lwe.
He's sold off into slavery,
yatundibwa mu buddu,
and they throw him into a pit,
ne bamusula mu mpuku.
But even in the pit,
nene bwe yali ng'ali mu mpuku,
he finds favor,
afuna okuganja.
His brother, part of his brothers choose not to sell, not to kill him,
abamu ku bolugano rebasalawo nti tumutta,
and to sell him into slavery,
ne tumutunda eri obuddu.
He goes to Potiphar's house,
n'agenda mu nyumba ya Potiphar
as a slave,
ng'omuddu.
He goes through the ranks,
n'ayita mu mitendera
gyonna, and is given a top position,
n'aweebwa ekifo ekyowaggulu.
He's accused by Potiphar's wife,
mukazi wa Potiphar amuteekako omusango.
He's thrown into jail,
ne bamuteeka mu komera,
for a crime he didn't commit.
Now,
from the time his brothers connived to kill him,
to
the time where he's thrown into jail from Potiphar's
house,
Joseph remains strong in the Lord.
Yusuf asigalanga waamanyi mukama wafe.
He remains steadfast in the Lord.
Asigalanga waamanyi mukama wafe.
We can see that in Potiphar's house.
Tuso chira becho munyuma ya
Potiphar. He refused to sleep with the wife.
Agano kwebaka ne mukazi wa Potiphar.
Because of his convictions with the God he serves.
Olwo kulumirizwa kwa enero kanagwa weereza.
But when you go back to the genesis of the story,
nebo dayo lugero je lutandikira.
You realize that when he shares his dreams with his brothers and father,
bwagabana ebiroto bye wamuna amakage,
his father cites out something.
Kitaawe alina ebintu byayogera.
It looked like he was also being jealous as his brothers were.
Alinga eyali afunye obujja nga baganda bwe bali.
When Joseph shared the dream and said all of the other, was it chiefs, were bowing to his.
Bwe yagaba nekyoto naga nti bonna bali bavunamye nga
bali. And his dad was like, young man, go slow.
Kitaawe namugamba, mwana mutogena mpola.
What are you trying to say?
Kikyogezaako kugamba.
I believe that the way Joseph was sharing the story,
nzikiriza nti engeri Yusufu gye yali agabanamu ekirooto kino,
could have indicated that he may lack a certain sense of humility growing up.
Kyali kiyinza okulaga nti ayina obwombefu bw'atalina bw'abanga akula.
After all, he was already the beloved amongst his brothers.
Era yali ng'ayagalibwa nnyo okusinga baganda be bonna.
Now, God allows him to be thrown into a pit.
Kati Katonda amuganya agwe mu bunya.
Sold as a slave.
Atundibwenga omuddu.
All the way to Potiphar's house.
Okutukira da mu nyumba ya Potiphar.
Just to show him that there's another side to life.
Asobola okulaga nti waliyo ekitundu ekyali ekyobulamu
that you may not really know.
Kyoyinza okubanga tomanyi.
And you need to be a humble man.
Era oteekwa okubeera omuntu omukakamu.
I believe that's what taught Joseph humility.
Era ekyo kye kyasomesa Yusufu obuwombeefu.
But after he's thrown into prison,
naye bwe bamala omuteeka mu kkomera,
the favor on his life,
okuganja okuli ku bulamu bwe,
still made him head among all prisoners.
Kumufuula omukulu era mu kkomera.
So when you look at Joseph's trend of life,
kati bw'otunuulira obulamu bwa Yusufu nga bwe butambula,
he kept coming and rising to the top,
yakulanga n'atuuka waggulu,
regardless of where he was,
nga si nsonga we yalinga.
That's what shows me that he was a man in process.
Ekyo kindaga yali musajja ali mmitendera.
The certain things that kept shining over his life regardless of where he was.
Waliwo ebintu ebyayakayakana ku bulamu bwe si nsonga wawe yali.
Now when he gets to prison,
kati bwe kituuka mu kkomera,
I believe his prison sentence came to an end.
Ekibonezo kye ekyekkomera kyatuuka ku nkomerero.
I believe it came to an end when he met one of the servants of the king.
Nzikiriza kyatuuka ku nkomerero bwe yasinkana omu kubaweereza ba kabaka.
Who he interpreted the dream for.
Bwe yamuvunulira ekirooto.
And asked him.
Era n'amubuuza.
That when he gets to the king, let him help plead his case so that he can come out. This guy forgets. Now for me that is delay. I believe from the pit all the way to prison, that was enough lessons of about humility. But between here where he sends the servant of the king to plead his case on his behalf, and the man simply forgets, that is delay. That is delay. Now, the thing I find interesting about Joseph's story, after this servant remembers, I believe God caused the king to have a dream that he couldn't interpret. No one could interpret. And then this guy remembers there's a guy in prison who can interpret these things. Joseph is called. And then he comes up. This is where I want us to read as we finalize. Let us go to Genesis chapter 41, 32 to 38. As I said, the king had a dream and no one could interpret it. And Joseph is called and interprets the dream. And this is what happens. So Joseph here is saying, and the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God and God will shortly bring it to pass. Next verse. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let's first stop there. Now, think about this. You interpret the dream. And then after you interpret the dream, you provide the solution. And then you tell the person you're giving the solution to, let him find someone else to do it. Next verse. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Next verse. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during that famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Now, the thing is, Joseph
at Yusuf
gives Pharaoh the solution and takes himself out of the picture. That is humility. I find that to be very, very, very interesting. That is humility right there. Very many people, especially now in the time we live in, when you know you have the solution, the first question you ask is,
how do I benefit?
This is how I know that Joseph had gone through a process of humility. All the ups and downs that happened in Joseph's life, he no longer cared of being at the top. Because every time he got to the top, something happened. Every time he got to the top, something happened. And finally, at this point, he's made prime minister. He's given power over everything except Pharaoh himself. That is what process does. At the end of all, there should be a result that shows the fruitfulness of the divine. Not usual fruit, but after your heart has been dealt with. We come to see that with Moses, as I said, with everything else that we got to know about Moses, a man who speaks with God face to face, the meekest, but when his heart was found lacking, when it came to anger, that caused him to miss the promised land. Joseph here arrives before
Pharaoh.
Very tempting opportunity to ask, what is going to be my reward? You remember David asked for a reward and said, whoever kills that man, what does he get? Joseph would have done the same thing here, but he didn't. So when process is finished with you,
you're
a man who no longer cares for things that are for things that can waste away. And that is when God surely is going to work with you. Because you begin to seek things from the greater perspective. Amen?
Amen.
Let us get up on our feet. I very well know that many of us have had the question, when is it process, when is it delay? When do I know that for sure this circumstance is process? When we are studying about tutors and governors, the Bible says that those that are the sons of God, they're the ones that are led by the Spirit of God. And the Bible also talks about the peace of God. Talks about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In tutors and governors, I realized that as long as the Holy Spirit is your tutor and governor, when a tough situation or time shows up, and it is a time of process, God is going to guard your heart with peace. He will not take away the fire, but he will guard your heart with peace. So I want to give you a time right now to reflect on what has been happening in your life. Just begin to think about those things that you feel have been adding a certain level of pressure on your life. And as we learn from science, pressure produces diamonds. You may be trying to figure out, are you going through a process? And are you yet to birth a diamond? Or is it delay? Has my time come? Am I supposed to be birthing something now? The peace of God is an empire. Is a referee. Is... If you don't feel that peace with you, that is a clear indicator that something could not be right. That surely could be delay. Because when God is allowing you to go through certain things, the fire is going to refine you, but it won't kill you. So if you feel that there's something in your life that has not been going right, and you're certain that it is delay, I want to give you an opportunity right now. Just walk to the front here and we're going to pray together. Let us get up on our feet and let's close today's service. Kelly,
I believe you're
is this Kelly Bernard? Now, Kelly Bernard, have you been prayed for? No. Please come and I'm going to pray for you after service. Eh? Wonderful. With our hands raised, as you go out this week, you will be the heads and not the tails. The work of your hand is blessed. You shall not experience delay in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come near you in the name of Jesus. You shall not experience loss in the name of Jesus. Disease is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Your enemies come and bow before you in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. In Jesus' name. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. You have nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you.